Recording in progress.
Okay, we're going to call the meeting to order. Welcome everybody, council and guests and staff. We would like to begin by acknowledging the land in which we gather is the traditional territory of Anishinaabe and the Mississauga people. Start with a roll call. I'm Mayor Peter Hopkins.
Councilor Marla Haskell.
Councilor Mike Heckinen.
Mayor Smith.
Treasurer Ocean Candia.
Councilor Regmore.
Councilor Nick Ryland.
Clerk Administrator Ryan Watkins.
Did you forget your name?
No, no, that's a problem.
Is there any declarations of conflict of interest? Hearing none. We have Resolution 22-200. Be resolved that the Council Township of McKellar does hereby approve the agenda for this meeting as presented. Will you move in a second, please? Councilor Mueller? Councilor Petrie? Any discussion?
Yes. Just note that I've only got two pages. I think it's probably just a typo, but it says page 1 of 3 and page 2 of 3 on the two. Oh,
page 3 was the instructions for the to join Zoom.
Okay.
I pulled that out. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have kept it in there.
Any other comments? Hearing none, call the question. All in favor? Carried. So we have Resolution 22-201. Be resolved that the Council of Township McGunners hereby go to the Committee of the Whole Act.
11:02
a.m. I have a move in a second, please. Councilor Haskell. Any discussion? Hearing none, call the question. All in favor? Carried.
You have to pause.
Recording in progress.
So we're moving into point 10. Just before we have Roshan go over the budget with us.
Recording in progress.
Okay, we'll try again.
Okay, so we're discussing the budget. Just before we do that, I just want to bring everybody up to date on the process that we go through with the budget. Last year, we were trying to move the budget up to the fall term so we'd have it all done by the start of the fiscal year, which was recommended by all the various municipal experts. So we were working towards that end all throughout the year. Unfortunately, with all the changes of staff and council, we didn't get to it. And so we didn't get started until the new members of council and staff were on board. So we started in February, or in December. Normally our budget process is a four-meeting process involving council, involving staff, involving clubs, community groups, individuals, open meetings, etc. And so we go through all that and we crunch the numbers and try and come up with something which is reasonable. This year we're a little delayed with things, and we need to get on with getting this budget resolved for a whole bunch of reasons. Because next year, our budget's going to start this fall. So even with our exiting council, which will be lame duck, but we still can get things planned. So maybe by January of 23, a new budget can be, we can be back to the normal budget process that we're trying to do. So that's just to make sure everybody's clear on those types of things. So we need to move forward and get this budget thing. It's a difficult budget. Don't be so going to be easy with COVID and all the other cost of living, but it's a budget we have to deal with. So that's just the process. Everybody understands that, and we will be switching over to a fall process. And then with the new council being oh, we're done again.
Recording in progress.
Maybe a 200,000 dollar loss we have to take care of this.
Back in online? Okay. All right. So I'm going to turn it over to Roshan to take us through his proposal, and we can get to ask questions. I don't know if you want to take them as we go, or do you want to wait till you do your full thing, and then what's your preference in that? There's a lot of material here. So.
Pretty much everything is we discussed. All the line by line item. I'm just going to talk about the highlights, some of the highlights, which is, you know, we discussed in previous two meetings. I'm going to only talk about those three or four items, and then I will take the questions.
Okay. All right, good. So you have the floor, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor, and thank you, Council. The budget process started in January this year, and when I started the budget, I asked for the tax raise for 4%, and then we discuss on several items which need to be included. I did, and after that, the taxes rate changed from 4 to fluctuated from 4% to the 7%. And you know, in finally, the final number I have here is I'm asking for an increase of 4.60 tax rate raise. I just want to talk about a couple of things which we discussed in the last couple of council meetings. Number one is we talked about the deputy clerk, hiring the deputy clerk and the process of deputy clerk and the time it will take, and during that time we needed an extra body. So I have budgeted amount for a full year for the extra body. Initially we talked about the extra person which is we have right now till September 30th, but then after discussion, I included that person's salary for full year, which is as of December 31st, and if you can see, I have included in notes to that $45,000, which will cover that person's salary up to the end of the year. Second, yeah, go ahead.
You mentioned deputy clerk.
No, the extra body we needed, and during the conversation we had in the last meeting, that to hire a deputy clerk, we still need an extra body to help us through the process. So initially we budgeted up till September 30th, and after talking, especially last meeting, we talked about that process, and it's better we included that person salary up to the end of the year. So if we need to hire, then we need to have somebody in the on our payroll.
Yes. So that doesn't cover if we were in a situation to hire a deputy clerk.
No, it doesn't.
I think that's an urgent situation. Staffing is short-staffed.
We're down again.
Yeah. I don't know what is with it today.
Is it Bell? Bell?
It's capacity.
No, it's,
capacity.
Vienna.
This is Vienna, yes.
It's because it's Memorial Day in the States.
Yeah.
Recording in progress.
We've known since October 2020, the service delivery review, that we're short of staff. We're in a situation where, in my opinion, things are urgent. We need to have staff to deal with the issues. We're still waiting a report on the audio-visual connectivity issues that we're having. That's has not come forward. We need this. These are things that needed to be dealt with months ago. July 15th, we had a successful boat launch meeting, and things are not moving forward with the urgency, and whether it's because we're short of staff, things need to take place. We need to ensure that there's money in the budget, that the staffing shortages, all the deficiencies that we're facing are dealt with. This is the most important policy document that this council passes in a term of council. And it reflects on the outcome of what the decisions that we make and the outcomes from those decisions. I'd like to make sure that there is enough funds in the budget that if we're in a position to hire a deputy clerk to assist staff, that those funds are available.
Through Mr. Chair, we discussed on that issue in closed meeting too.
Sure.
What I heard that, from the closed meeting minutes that, the problem with the staff short is that because we have a person who's on contract right now, and the person is on contract until September 30th, so the situation is not clear. So we are not in a course of a year we're going to hire a person. So that's why I didn't budget it, and I think even if we start a project even if we start a process right now, it will take 3 to 6 months.
I don't want to hear excuses. We've known since October 2020 that we've been short on staff. We need to fill these voids. It's reflecting on the outcomes on the entire service delivery of the municipality. And just as a councillor, that's my opinion, and I'm not going to budge.
That is not what I heard, what Roshan just said. That's not what I heard in that meeting. What I heard in the meeting, we were extending the part-time person's contract to the end of the year to make sure we had a position filled in the office until we could get a deputy clerk hired, but the process was to start right away. If we get one hired in 2 months, we need something in the budget to cover it.
You can't hire anybody if you got no money.
It's up to the council, because I think the clerk right now, she's on contract, and her contract is up till September 30th. So what's the situation after that? I'm not sure. If she has to go back to the same role which she was doing previously, then if we are going to hire the deputy clerk, I'm not sure what the council is thinking about it.
I don't think we've come to an agreement that we have to hire a deputy clerk at this point in time. I don't hear that at all. I hear what you were saying in the report. We need staffing.
I don't know what meeting I've been at.
We were in closed meeting, and we can't talk about certain things. So that is not what my understanding was, based on what our present circumstance is. So until those things get all straightened out, then we can't make that decision. Putting enough money in the budget to cover assistant help to get us through to the new fiscal year makes more sense to me. And we haven't even made a commitment towards a deputy clerk. So
I don't know what meetings I've been at that you can say that.
I've been at every meeting.
I thought the original...
No, only one person's been talking about deputy clerk.
You going to let me finish speaking, or are you just going to keep talking?
I would absolutely let you speak.
Okay, thank you. So whenever the advertisement went out for a clerk, I thought there was an advertisement at the same time for a deputy clerk in the process. So for you to say that there was never a deputy clerk in the books, I remember seeing documentation about that a deputy clerk was needed too. And every meeting I've been at that there's talk about filling staff position, there's always been talk about a deputy clerk. So I don't know where you're coming from whenever you say that this has never been talked about.
No, it's because of our present circumstance that we haven't made those decisions in closed session.
So did you not hear that we were hiring a part-time person to fill the void until we could get a deputy clerk hired?
Absolutely. In closed session.
Thank you.
Part-time person. Councilor Keckner.
You know, I think one thing that council needs to definitely have is some type of instinct. When we've seen in this past 6 months and we lost, key positions, and we're a ship without a rudder. You know, you can never be in a situation running a multi-million dollar corporation where you do not have a qualified deputy clerk right there. No one's guaranteed tomorrow, you know. So we can never put ourselves in a situation where the staff, for whatever reason, even if it just happens to be their holidays for the next 2 weeks, we can never be rudderless. We need always to have qualified staff to fill those voids. And especially when we're way behind in a backlog of, just regular municipal business that needs to be attended to. This is just a total lack of perception of, the state of affairs within the municipality to not recognize, that there's some shortcomings and there's some voids that need to be filled.
No, we agree to disagree. So, go ahead.
Just specifically then, Mike, are you saying that we should amend this budget to reflect a deputy clerk's expense and that it's not here? I think that's what you're saying.
Anyway. That's correct. And that's
okay, absolutely, so
yeah.
Do you have a proposal for an amendment to the budget then that's in front of us?
We don't need an amendment to the budget. We have not passed this budget.
Okay.
We are in the discussions right now. We're having a committee of the whole.
Sure.
The discussion I think has been quite clear what the issues are. The service delivery review of 2020 made it very clear. This is not something that we're discussing right now within these 5 minutes. It's something that's been on the table for almost two years. So. And ongoing discussions, just seeing, the things that are lacking, that need some attention, that, the staff don't have opportunity to address. I think that's just as vivid as anyone if they have a perception of what's actually going on.
There are some things that came up in closed that cannot be revealed at this point in time that deal with this subject matter. And that's why the treasurer has just put budget money in there for our future eventuality. We have not made any decisions. And you know why, as well as everybody else is, because we've talked about it in close. So
I've never budged on my position stating that we need a deputy clerk, we need qualified staff to fill the void.
That's right.
when that's required.
We understand that we are going to need some staffing situations, but how we go about it and who is going to be involved with it is something that's being discussed in close. Period.
Anyways, I'd like to see this required funds in this budget plan to ensure that if that's the route that we take, that those funds are available. And I can't see how anyone going from week to week and seeing the shortcomings and, you know, the pressure that staff are under, that can't see that, you know, this is something that needed to be done 2 years ago.
And how do you discuss this stuff in open council or in closed session if you don't have any money to do that in the budget?
My understanding with this budget, there's money in there to maintain staff for the end of this fiscal year. And then we have to decide what we're doing for our staffing hierarchy for the future and start that in the fall. That's my understanding. It makes sense to me.
So,
because of contingencies of what we're under certain contracts.
So to echo what Mike said then.
I'm not opposed to staffing.
Hopefully nothing ever happens, but what if Ina got into an accident tomorrow and was laid up for 6 months?
Right.
Who's going to be our clerk?
No one's guaranteed tomorrow, and that's why we need to be proactive and have a little bit of the instinct of the voids that need to be filled. We cannot be put in a situation where we were this past 6 months. It's not fair to the staff who try to fill that void for months, who don't have the qualifications, that do not have the experience for those situations, the tremendous pressure to put them under. We need to be proactive and fill those voids ahead of time.
Roy?
Well, I kind of agree with Mike, and I know maybe some attitudes are, well, we're suffering enough of a tax increase this year, so maybe we can slide on through, but it does worry me also, so I'd like to propose that we do put more in the budget to allow for us to be ready to hire somebody within the next 1 or 2 months if we decide we want to advertise and get somebody. So I would say we should be budgeting for enough money starting the beginning of July or August. So probably 40 to 50,000 more in our budget. Basically a 1% more tax increase. Is that what council is willing to do?
And we commit at a minimum, you know, like your time, well, the timelines would be as soon as possible. The amount would be at least 50% of a year's. So you're talking, you know, that wage bracket range, you're talking 150 range, that's across the board. So you're talking 75,000 for the 6 months being able to fill that position.
Right. And that's being optimistic that we do get somebody very qualified and almost right away. So, and you know what, if all of a sudden somebody came along, we got somebody that we really wanted, and we signed them up, I believe there's still a method in place where we could draw from administration reserves to cover a portion of that budget if we had, you know, if we did hire somebody. Because on the other side of the thing, if we don't hire, we increase everybody's taxes by 1 or 5 to 2% now, and we don't even hire somebody the rest of the year, that's basically taxing all the taxpayers for no reason at all.
I think you'll find by next year it'll be for a reason. Nothing's going to go down. It's just going to keep going up. So if you don't get enough money this year in your taxes, you're going to increase substantially next year. The next council is.
Oh, I know that's coming, but at the same time, you have to have a reason why you're taxing.
And we do. As far as I'm concerned, we do. The only reason it dropped from 7% to 4.6%, as far as I can see, is because the pool is debentured. There's no other reason. That still has to be paid. We haven't talked about that yet. We're going to get to that yet. So if it's not paid this year, it has to be paid next year, and next year, and next year, and next year. So if you don't take enough this year, you're going to get a hit next year, substantially higher.
Roshan, how much money did you put in extra for the salary aspect of it? For right as you have been now, how much more would it take to accomplish what Morley had just talked about, roughly? I don't think it's $75,000 for half a year. So how much have you already
half put in? Half a year, we are maybe looking $50,000 to $75,000, between $50,000.
And how much have we already put in for the extra staff?
Just for the person who is right now, we put it for that one, $45,000. So for, you know, other person, deputy clerk, I didn't put anything.
Okay.
So if you're talking about 50,000, which is pretty much almost more than 1.5% of the our taxes.
Well, it's unfortunate we have to. Well, Ray touched on it. I just don't like to admit to the fact that I'm going to be paying a lot more in taxes in the next couple of years, but it's going to happen. But I think we should be ready to hire a staff member if the opportunity comes, or I guess we should pass a motion at some point to go ahead and advertise for this position, probably maybe next meeting.
Okay.
So I would say that we'll have to propose, is what you're suggesting, somewhere between $50,000 and $75,000.
Yeah, for half a year.
Okay. Yes, Councilor. Okay.
I do like the suggestion of transferring from something such as working fund reserve, but unfortunately, there isn't any amount available that would cover this. The working fund reserve is exactly that. It needs to be the percentage to cover, what is it, 3 months of administration costs. So I think that the amount that is in the administration fund reserve is obligatory, can't be touched for other purposes, and the amount that's in there is the amount that is the minimum requirement to be on hand. So unfortunately that's not an option, but it's good. I like looking at the different options that are available.
Okay, so we seem to have a consensus that we're going to increase the salary budget and start the process to reserve for a new staff member to ease the load for from the clerk's office.
Seeing as how the range is between 50 and 75, I'm going to say we tell Roshan 60,000.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to leave it up to him because he knows the salaries and stuff. I think a deputy clerk is. That salary range is less than.
Of course, if we get
6 months,
if we get a consensus around the table that that 60 sounds good to the most of council, well, then we know we put it in there, and there's Roshan doesn't have to guess what council's wishes are going forward.
Okay. All right.
Makes sense.
All right. Continue on, Roshan. Solve that one.
Next major item I was going to talk about the pool, which we talked last time. So I did submit the application to, it's not approved yet, to the Ontario Infrastructure for the amount of $775,000 for 30 years.
Recording in progress.
Regarding the West Palestine pool, I did submit the application for the $775,000 for 30 years, and rate is 4.29%. For time being, as per the our last discussion, we are going to pay the levy from the community center reserve, and then we will, once I get the fund, then I will pay back the reserve. Estimated half year, even though I don't have the amortization table, but through the different calculation, the estimated half year amount for the principal interest for this year going to be around 20,000. Next year, estimated around 45,000, which is estimated again because I don't have the actual numbers yet.
Yeah. $20,000 half a year principal
plus interest.
And interest?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, I am.
It seems extremely low.
It's based on the 30-year. But if you're comparing with the truck, we are paying $35,000 for the truck, the venture, but that's only for 5 years.
So 4.29%, is that fixed for 30 years?
Yes.
It's not 4.29% plus prime?
No.
It's fixed at 4.29%?
Yeah.
Because, you know, the debenture bylaw that we've seen here, it mentions some of these things, but there's actually no numbers in there that we can refer to. So I'd like to actually see those numbers. 4.29%.
Actually, I calculated $16,623. So 4.9%. Trust me, I calculated interest my whole life.
So that's principal and interest.
No, that would be just interest.
Interest.
You know, you weren't talking, the $20,000 you were talking about.
Half a year.
Understand. No, yeah. I understand that. But I mean, is that a principal repayment as well?
Plus principal plus the interest.
Okay. And what?
And again, it's not provided by the Ontario infrastructure. I used the different calculation methods and the amortization table. I got it for 30 years.
Okay.
So for this year, they said 20,000. Next year, it's going to be 40,000, 45,000 each year.
It's a reasonable figure. So.
So is that based on the full amount?
Don't forget your question about is that
a
fixed rate for the term? I don't know that.
We're not using it all at once.
You're talking about the full amount for the pool.
Yeah.
The expected amount for our share is $734,000.
Right.
I went for the 775 because I needed some cushion in case they ask more and we don't have it, then maybe it has to come out from the our revenue. So.
So when does that have to be paid to the pool?
Whenever they are. So this year, I already got the invoice for second invoice for the from the pool for $144,000.
So the total this year, 162 or something.
Yeah,
like
162, 163 actually.
And so you have no idea what next year.
No, I have no idea.
Okay.
Could I just ask, Mike asked the question, is the 4.29% fixed for the duration of the term, like there was 30 years? It doesn't fluctuate?
No.
Okay. That's important in many years of high inflation.
And
for
again,
sure.
Just I submitted the application last week, and the reason I wanted to submit the application as soon as possible because in June I'm expecting the interest rate to go up. So those rates will change. I'm not sure yet as of now. But they gave me this is the number 4.29% based on 30%.
So if we can have that verified because that could change the totals significantly. Just because I do recall something. Yeah. Anyways, if we can just have that verified, that'd be great.
Yeah.
And so the $16,000 that you calculated is interest 1 year.
Actually, a half a year.
Half a year.
Yes.
Interest only.
Interest only.
Yes. So that's why I thought the $20,000 half a year seemed incredibly low. Like it just does not seem. So if we can have these numbers verified, that'd be.
I can pull up the screen. Just give me a second.
Is it just 1/30 of a year? Or
half a year.
If
you get a
10-year
mortgage,
yeah.
You get a 25-year mortgage. You pay 15. That's a few dollars more. The first 10 years of a 30-year mortgage is pure interest. Jesus.
It doesn't show up right away anyway, I'll say that. But
how much principal does it pay into this?
Question.
if it was just like an equal payment each of the 30 years, it works out to $26,000, right, in principle, plus the interest.
Right.
And the interest, ballpark, therefore, would be, well, at 4.29% would be whatever, $33,000. So 58, 59 maybe in total.
I can't say that.
Right. I mean, I don't know the terms of the loan, obviously, but I mean,
Roshan said that they give you a figure of 45.
So if you look at this screening, it's up to you.
Is that just interest? That's what I've heard them say. Well, nice to have a document that says.
Yeah.
There you go. So your methodology for calculating the principal payments, Roshan, comes from what source?
I use the amortization table to calculate it, $75,000, so that's what I'm getting.
Okay. Okay.
But again, these are estimated number. Once I get the application approved, then this one might change, you know, with the interest rate and everything.
Without getting too specific here, and I'm not trying to, we would pay like one payment including both interest and principal in a year, or we would pay just the interest like as it goes and then the principal on a...
One payment.
Both,
so,
a blended payment.
Twice in a year, so you know, every 6 months we pay one payment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's insane.
So we're getting back to the percent there, 1% right there for every year. For the next 30 years. Well, unless...
Assuming the budgets don't change, which they will, but, you know, yeah.
Yeah, whenever we were talking about the accrual, it was pretty much on the table the whole time. It was probably going to represent a 1 to 2% increase because it'll be 1% for principal and 1% for ongoing operating if we don't get enough memberships. Mm. So it's not far off what was actually estimated at the very start.
Okay. That isn't reflected anywhere in the budget document, that those calculations that you had?
No.
Okay.
Because those are estimated number, it would change, so I don't know
if
it to anybody, and I'm not sure it's, that's right now, the interest rate is 4.29%, and, you know, once it comes in the June, you know, still the application hasn't been approved, so it might change.
If the Bank of Canada changes its interest rates again on Wednesday, then that could be could be a lot more, frankly. But.
If we can have the printout of that table.
Yeah, that's what I was going for, just so that it's in the record, so that we know what the discussion was based upon, at least at this point in time. Thank you.
That's what's next, Roshan?
I'm also want to talk about the revenue. We got the extra payment from NARDS, $109,000. So total revenue this year for the center road project going to be $218,657. A couple of months ago, they sent us the $109,000 transfer, and last 2 weeks ago, I got another payment for the year two, $109,000.
So, that's going in the roads capital construction reserve.
That's true.
Okay, so that's specifically earmarked for that project specifically. So we have actually zero in the roads capital budget plus this, which is specifically earmarked for Central Road Project according to the grant stipulations.
Correct.
So that's where I'm going to have some concern as well, that we can never have, you know, a zero in the, as a buffer zone, buffer amount in our reserve construction amount, you know. So once again, we'll have to generate that revenue through taxation. Because when we go further in here, we're going to go specifically to the items that you mentioned, that because of the increase in the dust control and was best control, and there was a few things that were over budget.
Just about everything.
Just about everything. But some of those items were capital. And so if we're going to draw from the roads construction reserve fund, those would be for capital projects. But those, drawing from the reserve fund for the operating budget items should really never be drawn from reserve capital funds. In this case, because it's better if the money is being, what you're requiring to operate for that year is being drawn. Because we have not established an extensive reserve fund where we can do that on a regular basis, where we can draw from that reserve fund for tough years. We have zero in there, so I'm very concerned to be drawing anything from that the roads capital construction reserve fund.
And as per my understanding, and even though the reserve says roads capital, but then on asking to the Greg, he said pretty much we saved the money for the all anything related to the roads, specifically could be operating, could be capital, could be used. So in this case, pretty much everything went over whatever budgeted. So we have no other option other than to use that reserve.
Or generate through taxation.
Yeah, or generate, which is right now, if he. I know you're talking about 22,000. You put in operating size from the reserve for the whatever the tender went over. Then that 4.6 we are looking right now, and with the the deputy clerk amount, we are definitely looking at the 6 or 7% if you don't use that reserve.
And that's not out of line. When you gave us the monthly CPA for Ontario, January 5.7%,
right.
February 6.1%, March 7%,
right.
April 6.9%. So it's not out of line with what's happening in the economy currently anyways. So.
No, I'm as long as council know that taxes, because of that calculation will go up to the 2% or 3%, whatever we are looking right now.
And on the other side of thing is thing on the other side of the equation is that you can cut some of what is in the proposed budget that may not be really pertinent expenditures for this year. But I'm very concerned to have a zero in the reserve fund, considering we don't know what happens next year, and how do we ever, if we haven't been able during the good times to bring those reserve funds into, a very high line of cushion, how are we going to do that if, times are tough over the next couple of years? That reserve fund is last resort. I don't believe that we're in a position of last resort.
Whatever council suggestion.
I agree with Mike. What is it? What was it? 80,000?
72,000 we draw from the out of that. I think 22,000 drawn for the related to the operating and remaining drawn to the from fund for capital purposes. $2,600 has been drawn from the operating purposes.
No, I agree that we should raise that money because the next council is going to suffer for it if we don't.
This is a transfer from a reserve you're talking about?
Yeah. So basically, last council meeting, when we passed the tenders and Greg mentioned that, you know, there's a difference of $72,000, what we budgeted and what we're supposed to pay. And that $72,000 supposed to come from the our construction reserve. So as of 2021, the roads capital construction reserve is $85,970. And out of that, if you look at that reserve sheet, that $72,720 drawn. So after drawing that amount, pretty much you will left with the $13,000 plus $280,000 transfer we got it this year.
And the $218,000 transfer to reserve, what was that for?
Those for the NORS grant we got it for the Center Road project.
Right.
$109,000 each, roughly.
Okay. And we want to keep that in place.
Yeah.
We're saving that up for next year.
Next year or after next year when we start the Center Road project, we will use for that one.
Councilor Kegner?
Yes. Considering that the May 10th council meeting that we approved, you know, the tender amounts that were put before council, and May 20th, we receive a letter that there's going to be an additional 12.6% increase on top of the 34% increase just for the dust control. This is another reason why we need to have money in the reserve fund, because if we receive this from one service provider, one supplier, at this point where we haven't even approved the budget, we have an opportunity to adjust the budget to accommodate for any future financial requests from our service providers and suppliers. We need to be proactive and ensure that those funds are there, knowing that it's a very high possibility that that will continue for the course of this year. Another reason why I'd be opposed to diminishing the reserve fund to zero.
Well, you got choices. You got choices to increase taxes or you can increase it to use reserves. So it's really up to council to decide that. We've already got a high percentage going forward for the tax rate, and if we keep adding to it, then that's an option that everybody has. At the same time, you've got to use what you've got in order to offset a reasonable balance for our ratepayers. So it's your decision.
And just one option that Mike mentioned, cut from other places.
Which I assume we'll do as we go through the docket.
Yeah. Well, you could take the truck and amortize it like the fire truck. That saves $400,000. $40,000. How much is your truck?
But that's sorry. So you just said that so truck is coming out of the reserve anyhow. The building is reserved, so won't have any impact.
One is amortized over time, and the other one you still have your reserve there. So you're only, instead of paying the one lump sum for the new truck, like we do with the fire truck, we amortize that over 5 years to offset, because it was the second truck in the same year, which was unfortunate. But so this is just another way to save some money down the road. Councilor Keckley?
You know, just seeing the trend of the effects of inflation and, you know, price increases and that, I think that there's numerous line items within the budget that are underestimated at this point in time. Just to stay on the dust control, when it is initially it was budgeted at $60,000 and the contract came in at $88,815 in a report that we received in the May 10th council meeting agenda package. So in version 7 of the budget, the one we have here before us today, it's budgeted in at $80,000, still below the $88,000 total, $815, and below the additional 12.6% that letter that we received on May the 20th. And that's just one item. Looking through the line items in the proposed budget, there are other items such as fuel, furnace oil, that seem to be well below estimated when they are the budgeted amount is less than the amount that was spent last year when prices had not increased as significantly as they have now over the last 6 months. So there's numerous items in here that will require a further review and adjustment to get it in line with what we are seeing is the trend before us, so that we have the funds and that we're not doing budget amendments continually through the year to make up for the shortcomings that we did not put in place now when we have the opportunity to make those adjustments.
Again, we're going back to choices that we have to make. We have a tax increase possibility. We have a cost reductions of items. We have ways to amortize things over time to offset an annual cost. And so we've got to make some decisions of which way we're going to go, or cut out some programs. To give you an example, the only one I thought of that we would cut would be maybe council and maybe staff would not take an increase this year. Give you an example. So we don't give ourselves a raise. Offset the tax increase because we want to put it into the projects that we've talked about. I don't even know how much that would save.
we may lose half the council
and the staff, but we have done well with our staff. We've promoted people. We've done stuff. But I'm just saying that's a suggestion. Because when I've talked with other heads of council, what they have done in order to keep their percentage down, they've done two things. One, they borrowed from reserve or from surplus to offset those expenses due to COVID and related items. So their percentages are under 5%. That's just what I've heard from three or four of the different ones that I've talked to. So that's the process that they have gone through. So, well, we're not going to finish the discussion here, Michael, before we do that. It's okay. Not you, Michael, the other one. So I'm going to get Roshanic respond here.
One of the options I'm looking at that I'm thinking is that, you know, the transfer to reserve, especially if Greg is here, if Greg is agree with that, the transportation equipment and vehicle, we are transferring almost 200,000. As of 2021, we have a budget of 320,000, and if we transfer 200,000 and even pay the 90,000 for the 4x4, we still have, you know, room to play around with that transfer. So you know, instead of 200,000, we can transfer 100,000, because even you're going to buy vehicle next year, right?
In two years,
and so right now he still have enough fund to buy, even if he wants to buy right now. So if he can transfer that out of 200,000, only 100,000, then we have room of 100,000 we can play around.
Yeah. The only thing I see is in the future, you're basing that on what you're going to pay for equipment now, not in 2 years. Instead of 200,000, it may be 500,000 for a truck or whatever. So you're saving.
It's possible.
Yeah, I think the way we're seeing things trending, that's what's going to happen.
Where are we now? Is there any other item that somebody wants to bring up about the budget that Roshan has outlined? Or Roshan wants to. Sorry.
We already reduced the one of the items I was going to let you know about that one. The bridge,
yeah,
trail bridge for
total that away
was part of the budget last time, on last meeting. So we took out that one from capital budget, 15,000 for that one, because according to Greg, he doesn't have the time, to do this project this year. It will be done next year.
I'd like to bring up two items. That one is the nursing station. that was raised by a citizen last meeting, in that the background of that one was a proposal was made by the Whitestone people, and then through the budget process we approved $60,000, not by a single item, but just as a budget. We had paid out $30,000 last or this year, and we were obligated for $30,000 supposedly for next year. And we have to decide whether we can afford to do that, or we'll do it over 2 years, or do it over 3 years, whatever. I think that, but the intent was we would do 2 times 30. And the basis of that was that if you remember the arguments, that we were saving over $30,000 a year from Belvedere. So therefore, there was a net zero moving forward to a Whitestone nursing station. So that was the whole discussion and rationale to that one. There was no objection to that by anybody. So whether or not we should maybe look at the second payment, and maybe because of the budget considerations, go.
Us working for about 10 minutes, so kind of cash thing. Wish everybody.
Recording in progress.
And look at the screen. Read it. Most staff. I'm done with this shit. Newspaper and TV now.
So that's one consideration, and the only other one I have is the GBB. I think there's been a lot of confusion about that, and there are, Roshan has investigated that, and there's need to be some discussions with GBB about, you now have extra partners coming in, and therefore the amount should be prorated properly, and I still think we should be owing them $12,000, not $8,000, but that's my own opinion, which I've rationalized out to everybody. So, because I think it's important to stay in the climate change study for the third year, this is the third year of that study. So after that, you can decide what you want to do. I think it's too important. But Goshen has done research. I'm going to let him talk about
it. Let's talk about the first one, you know, that you raised about nursing station.
Yeah.
The reason I have removed from the budget, because I didn't find any resolution or minutes which tells me that there is supposed to be a $30,000 supposed to be paid in second year. Until unless council agree with that, then I will include it. But even last year, there was no resolution regarding 2 year commitment to the Whitestone Nursing Station. That's why I have removed $30,000 from the budget. Second, regarding the ICE.
Let me just answer that one first. During the budget discussions, we don't pass every item on an individual resolution. We pass the budget, which entailed the 2 year concept. So, and that was very clear to everybody. But we don't pass every item by a resolution, and we have already paid the 1 year. So it's the second year that we're talking about at this point in time. Councilor Keckley?
No, well, we passed the budget. It was $30,000. You look through the historical minutes for other budget meetings, the items that were discussed would be noted, and, you know, what the commitment is noted in the verbal report of the discussion meetings, and even there's no commitment to 2 years of $30,000.
You were at the meeting, and you say you don't recall any of that?
I'm looking through the minutes that we have.
You don't recall that?
I recall $30,000. That's what I recall is $30,000. And I wasn't 100% sure, so I looked through the minutes. I looked through the budget. I could not find anything because I wanted to verify, you know, what was the number?
It's $30,000 over 2 years, each year. That was a common discussion. But boy, he's a third man. So.
Yes, I believe that was somewhat agreed upon by council of the day, but like Rojan's pointing out, and we passed a motion to commit to that $30,000, but we have now what I see as new information of what contributions are going into that facility from a couple other municipalities, and I'm thinking we're being over generous on that compared to users from other municipalities. So I think we have to revisit that as far as taking it out totally. I don't know, or whether we have some to commit a certain amount this year, maybe based on what Magneto One Township is contributing. You know, even if we match that, I believe their contribution is somewhere around $6,000 or something like that. Maybe it was
$15,000 for 1 year, I believe. One time contribution.
A one time $15,000. So basically, like $8,000 per the 2 years. So, because I just don't. So, anyways, it's being taken.
I agree, it should be reduced. I have no problem with that. I talked about that initially, that I didn't think 2 years was a fair amount. We should amortize it over 5 years. That's what I said initially. But we went to 2 years. So,
we could
adjust this year.
Yeah, we should give Whitestone a heads up, obviously, because they'll have to raise the funds some other way if we're not going to go with what was brought up to them of the $30,000 this year. So if we're taking it out right now, so we'd have to contact them basically saying we're not contributing anything this year. So is that what council's wish is, or do we want to contribute a certain amount? I'm not sure.
So the reason why we pass resolutions, why there are minutes, is to confirm what our commitments are and what we, you know, what the obligations are, and that it's not there, because I wanted to confirm for myself what, you know, as a council that we had committed to. If there's some information that confirms that we've committed to $30,000 a year for 2 years, then we've made that commitment. You know, that's our obligation. I'd like to see, you know, that information, and if that's information is available, I we stick to it. That's, but
it was done verbally.
Zoom stuff.
Recording in progress.
It was done. Let me finish. Because you asked the question, did you not?
No, I think I was finishing my statement here. You know, whatever it is that we have committed to, that's our obligation. Just, can we please have confirmation of what it is that we have committed to? You know, it's, if we're, it, you know, financially, it's, it isn't, it, it may not have a big impact as long as we're not transferring it out of taxation revenue, you know, into a healthcare, the health care reserve fund, because the health care reserve fund currently has $88,967. So financially there's not a big impact, because that is specifically earmarked for, you know, the health care, whatever it is the council decides they want to make that commitment to. Just if we can have confirmation, if we've made that obligation and that's our commitment, then
so what do you mean?
Let me answer the question. There's no resolution. The only thing that is was the verbal discussion we had in the meeting based on the Belvedere connecting jump for us. And the third one was, the only evidence that I've been able to find is that an email was sent from one of our counselors to them saying that based on that, on our budget discussions, we approved $60,000. That's the only, but it's not a resolution of council. It was a result of an email, period.
See, that's the problem, is when one counselor relays information on behalf of council and there isn't a council direction, you know, regarding what the action is, then we have decisions being made on the behalf of the corporation of the township of McKellar by one person who is...
Well, it wasn't a decision.
But we don't have confirmation. This is why we need to ensure there is the resolutions backing up what the directions are.
If you recall the discussions about that whole issue, it was always 30,000 times 2 years.
Can we not have a resolution at today's meeting of what we contribute to it? Isn't that the easy way to resolve?
Yeah, could solve it right now because the treasurer has looked. There's no resolution.
Even I reached out.
No, we know there's no resolution, but most of our budget, it doesn't have any resolution other than the overall budget.
I reached out to the CEO of the Whitestone to get any kind of documentation, and she didn't have any kind of documentation which confirms that we did have a commitment of 2 years.
Yeah.
She didn't find any documentation which confirms our commitment. So at the end, I went through the our resolutions, yes, and we didn't find any. So if it's just a discussion and took place in the council, and and I don't know what happened during the discussion, but then I don't find any resolution.
There's no resolution. Councillor Heskin.
Then I would suggest, just to keep the budget talkings going, that Roseanne pulling that 30,000 out of the budget seems to be the right thing to do, and we leave it at that. And if council's okay with it, I don't think we maybe, because this is, meeting isn't determined what we're going to contribute to Whitestone so much, that we just leave it as is, and if council's okay with it, if we agree on 7 or 10 or 15,000 come out this year, that we transfer it from that health care reserve. Does that sound like Mike was saying? We have 88,000 sitting in there. And so we don't have to make a decision right at this meeting what we're putting in. Maybe somehow or another we can communicate with Whitestone on this and say we didn't commit to that other 30,000, and if we committed all this year, it's probably could be substantially less.
And that we feel that we're paying a disproportionate share, that's based upon what your earlier comments were.
That's right.
Yeah. And I think that's the root of the problem anyways.
Right.
You know, why would we pay a disproportionate share?
Yeah.
In comparison to usage, for sure.
Yes. So what I'm hearing is we're going to take 30,000 out, and we're going to communicate with Whitestone, and we may consider putting some money from the health reserve, a minor amount, into make a contribution this year to be more fair to other municipalities are contributing. Is that the census of everything?
One other thing that Morty said was that they now have some new partners, or am I confusing that with maybe something else?
Well, just a statement I see on their revenues for the center showed revenues from Whitestone Township and from Magnetowan Township, and it was substantially less what they were contributing.
Right.
Or something in their actually own township, and then another neighboring township that also uses it.
So that seems fair game to me.
I think we reopen the discussions.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. So the second one is the GBB. Can you give us the background of what? Again, this has been one of these things that has been more verbal than concrete resolutions.
So the GBB initially, the way I have seen the agreement and I have seen the reports that we've been portrayed as the five members, the initially who started the GBB. The commitment ours initially was 8,000, and then it moved to the 14,500 last year, and then this year they're asking 14,500.
Wait, to 12, isn't it? 8 to 12?
No.
And 14?
If you include the 2,500 that we pay fee, that becomes the 14,500. So even though they had more members from day one, what they portrayed to us. So in 2020, even though they mentioned to us there were five members, but actually there were six members. The Georgian Township was a member. Become member of the GBB around March 2020. At the same time, we become member of the GBB January 2020. So there were six members in 2020, but they portrayed only five. The amount should have been less. You know, instead of 8,000 each member, should have been less because there were six members.
Yeah.
Then next year, 2021, Medu will become member of the in middle of the year, and then Whitestone become member at the end of the year. So now, instead of six, now we are they have eight members, but they are still asking the same amount instead of lower amount. So at the end of the day, and how that 14,000 or 8,000 become that 8,000 or 14,000, I have no clear idea. It's just a names they are putting, and then they're putting the column, the amount against that column, but I couldn't figure out how they got those numbers and everything. So this is the picture, and that's why we reduced from 14,500 to 8,000 in budget, but they are admin, they're asking for 14,500. So it's up to the council how they would like to go from here.
8,000 is for length, sir.
Now my concern is that even that 8,000 should be less. You know, it shouldn't be 8,000 because they have.
You tell us the number.
Because now there's eight members. You know, they, from day one they had the six members, and they've been telling me they have a different criteria, ours is different criteria, and I don't know what's the different criteria. They never said about it. But then again, I'm thinking the amount should have been lower, whatever they've been asking to ask.
So if we go with the 8,000 this year, but send them notes saying we need to have a review of this whole process, because they will do the review this fall. They do their budget in the fall. So it's got to be our raising our concerns to the GBB in this particular subject.
So when we had a meeting 2-3 weeks ago with the David Bywater and Jennifer, and Ina was there, I was there.
Yeah.
When we talked about the end, Tony was there. When we talked about the cost, so the response I got is that they might cut the services, reduce the services if we don't pay the full amount. Mm-hmm. That was their response. Instead of adjusting us, the way we wanted, they wanted to cut these services.
Services to McAllister?
Yeah, whatever the reports they're supposed to give us, they will reduce it to up to some point. And the next meeting, Councillor, Nick was there, and again we discussed and we couldn't figure out, the amount.
I think they've communicated some things, or at least they believe they've communicated some things to McAllister, possibly to council, that are still unknown to me. I mean, I know that the Lake Stewardship and Environment Committee talked about this at some length at the last meeting. I regret that I left my minutes of that meeting at home because I left in a hurry. I think the simple thing is simply to ask for a face-to-face with them and to say, come and tell us how you arrived at these amounts and what it includes and what we're getting for it in simple terms. And I know there has been some documents gathered by the Environment Committee, but I have yet to see it put in a sense that, you can put it on a page and make sense out of it that says, here's why we get this amount, right? But your points, Roshan, are, again, critical. If we're paying a disproportionate share and they brought in new partners that are paying an equal amount, what does that mean? They just get an unlimited budget increase every time they ask for a new partner?
Yeah.
And again, I'm not asking for anything unfair. Just simply come and present it to us and tell us how you got to these amounts, right? And we have these concerns, notably, the things we've already mentioned. And if we can resolve those, then perhaps we can deal with it. I don't know how that helps us necessarily with the budget today.
So I was going to say,
I know.
Sean, you can answer.
No, I know. I don't really know how to resolve that. I mean, if in the budget right now you've got the 14,500, I think.
8,000. We have 14,500, but we reduce it to the 8,000.
Okay, yeah, no, I see that here now.
Okay.
If council decided they wanted to increase it to 14,500 after this budget is approved, then what's the process we'd go through? In other words, if we wanted to put it back, another 6,500?
I just would like to say, even putting the 8,000, what we would like to achieve out of it? Like, what are we getting out of that 8,000?
Mm-hmm.
Of all 14,000 we paid, or 8,000 previously paid, mm-hmm. and paying now 8,000. So what are we getting out of it?
Maybe this is one of the places we should be looking at getting money saved.
Well, I mean, if you look at what we've achieved with our environmental committee and then the mission statement that we came up with, how we're supporting environmental issues and climate change and stuff like that. They are studying this within the whole area to reduce the CO2 thing, which will be enhancing our lakes, enhancing our land, fish habitat, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's a long-term project, and they're setting targets. We are in year three of the plan, and so we're just setting those targets and seeing how we can possibly meet them. But those are in the process of doing that third year. If you don't want to be involved with anything to do with climate change, then you opt out.
I just wanted to mention that last week I was in on the CAO's meeting and was discussing it with the other CAOs in regards to that. And the one thing that we did bring up was the food cycler program. And I put out to them, are we not maybe getting more bang for our buck looking at something like the food cycler program rather than the GBB? I know that we look at what our initial layout is more than the 14.5, but it's money you get back. Both Clayton Harris and Jason Inwood both have taken on the food cycler program. Seguin Township got 150 of the recyclers in, and they're gone, all being used. They've both seen the product being brought back in from people using it, and they said they're just amazed that, like, literally this food product is being turned into topsoil. And it said completely dry, no smell, no anything. And the way they're looking at it is that's saving the township money as well, because it's reducing the amount that's going into our transfer stations. So I had one question about that. The other thing I wanted to mention is that in the meeting we had with David Bywater, he did say, and you can clarify on that he was just assuming that it was going to be, with every township, it would just be an automatic renewal, that instead of us committing to that. And they have got a new memorandum of understanding to come out. And when you get into the small print, it's gone from a two-year to a four-year. That wasn't brought to our attention. So I do have some concerns, and it's tough to make a decision based on that, because we don't have the answers yet. He would like to come and do a presentation, but he's said it's going to take about an hour, which we can't do in a regular meeting of council. But it's a tough decision to have to commit to something like that when there's too many unknowns. And that's
why this is the end of the third year, so then it has to be, because there's nothing about a fourth year. I've been in most of those meetings, nothing but
no,
a fourth year.
And so as I'm saying,
that's coming up this fall.
There's a new memorandum of understanding.
So then
that
our
they
decision
want
is whether we opt in, opt out, or whatever. So that's because we're finishing up a third year commitment. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're doing. So I have no problem committing the 8,000 or on discussion with them and seeing be reduced because of the number of multiple partners on it. But I leave that up to the staff to do that. So. Councilor Kirkman?
Some great points. Thank you.
Recording in progress.
Thank you. Some great points and input and clarification, and I think it boils down to the one comes down to the question: what are we getting on being part of, you know, these many worthwhile organizations? What is the return on investment? You know, one that was adamant that we needed to belong to was CINO. I don't believe we've had an update from CINO in. What is the return on investment? You know, I haven't heard anything about CINO for ages. The last time was they were going to make a new website, and then it went, and there was nothing.
You know, so like, what are the returns on investment? You know, there are many worthwhile organizations, and they're and who will gladly accept the taxpayers' dollars. You know, but we need to be a little bit wise on where that where those dollars are going.
So do we go? I'm okay with the leaving the 8,000 in there, not upping it by any means, and maybe we can look at. Making it less, but that'll be the maximum for this year. And we kind of already made a decision. I know Greg brought a report in that's speaking somewhat negative, I think, on the food cycler.
Yeah.
And that was good information. You had that a couple of the municipalities feel it is a good investment. It's not in our budget. I say we don't put it in our budget this year because we haven't got it in there now. We're scratching to not have increases, but we keep a close eye on that and see if that's something that the next council or for the next year will consider.
And if the environmental committee can encourage just on composting by property owners as suggested by the public works superintendent, as long as it's being composted somewhere and it's not going to landfill someplace, being transported, all that energy and resources, if it's being composted and encouraged on site at you know the residence location, that's a fantastic goal too. So,
okay, I made one other suggestion about no increase for council.
I'm fine with that.
Yep.
I don't know if we already had one.
How about a 10% reduction?
It's on hold, right? It's on hold. So we haven't already received some, we have to give it back. Just clarifying. So. He's so good with doing salaries, I mean, he's very good, but we have been giving staff 4% that we have.
What about if council took a 10% reduction?
Well, we can, because it might not be sitting here long, but we've got to make sure whoever does go on next time to get basically what municipality councils receive. Like, I know it's easy for us to say, oh, yeah, we're on our way out. Well, let's just cut it and put our suckers in the future. I don't think that's the way it works. But I'm certainly in favor of no. I think was it going to be a 4% increase for council? Yeah, let's.
Yeah,
I say
what would that mean, roughly for
$4,608.
What?
$4,608.
That's it?
Yep.
Well, that's a chunk.
$4,600.
That's something.
4% of council.
Yes.
For the year.
For the year, yeah.
Per year.
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah.
Okay. I have no problem. Do we have a consensus of that in the committee of the whole?
Yep.
Yes.
From me, you know.
Yep.
Sure.
Okay, there's one, there's a cut. Are there any other items?
Yes, I did see one. I'm sure we probably passed the resolution, but we, I guess, agreed to spend $30,000 on study for boat ramps in the township. But I guess, can you touch on that, Greg?
He scheduled to come in this week, so we might want to make up our mind if we want to cut that out or go ahead with it.
So just
who is coming in?
Yeah, maybe just a bit of
engineer. Bob Hughes.
Well, as one counselor, I'll say that no, I think we save the $30,000, and I personally, I really don't see the big complaints coming in about our boat ramps. I know they're not perfect, but I really. Maybe I've gotten a head in the sand or something, but I don't hear of people complaining about our boat ramps. Do you, Greg?
Go ahead, Rich.
I think what, I could be wrong, Greg will have to speak for himself, but I think what he's asking for is the study to be done because we've asked Greg for a staff report. And he probably doesn't feel without an engineer he's qualified to give us a proper report. So
yeah.
We need to rescind that resolution, I guess, then, if that's what we're going to do.
Well, that's my feeling on that. I think Greg knows.
Well, yeah, like I've given reports now, I think every year since 2017. So I think obviously council doesn't think I'm qualified enough to give a report on boat launches.
Right.
So I'm going now to get someone that is qualified, that should be qualified, to give a report on boat launches. because that's what users have asked.
Right.
Okay. I think there's two parts to the resolution about boat launches. One is the interim one, to do anything we can for existing boat launches to make them safe. That's signage and stuff like that, like we did with Lakeshore. We still need to do some stuff on Center Road, and we still have to do some stuff on Lakeside. Those are interim, short-term solutions. The longer-term solution, if it's a study we have to do, or if it's not a study we have to do, we just have to fix up boat launches, then that's fine. But if you want to take $30,000 out from a study at this point in time, it might help budget a little bit. We can do it next year. We get a grant for it, possibly. It just means that we're on an interim thing, but we've got to do other things to do the short-term stuff, like we did in Lakeshore. It has to happen. So we got to do that this summer. That's my opinion. But the longer-term thing, whether we stay in Lakeshore and keep it the way it is, or improve that, or we find a new location, that's something.
It's all bundled in.
Yeah.
So I mean, you can't.
But you can do emergency signs up now that we need to.
What are the emergency signs?
Like the ones we put up on Lakeshore, the signs that you put up. We haven't got them on Center. We haven't got them on Lakeside. So it's just my opinion. But.
And for signage, what do we need? Just basically a warning that there's a slow down boat ramp or something that people drive with caution.
Exactly what we did in Lakeshore.
I think. Do we not have them in place?
I don't think it should be exactly. To me, there's a lot of redundant signs there.
We sign people to death. Now, right? So, anyways, that's my feeling. I don't know him, but I say that we do not do it. I know it's been a controversial issue. It probably wasn't if the one boat ramp hadn't been closed and we're thinking about trying to find a location for another one. I've heard suggestions for other ones. I don't like the suggestions. I think we're fine in these times of trying to fight inflation. Like, I just don't feel it's a priority in our budget.
To do the study. And
spend that $30,000 to do the study.
I can agree with that, but I think we do need some interim media stuff from a safety point of view, like we did with Lakeshore. So that was both recommended by the various people. So Craig did a great job at Lakeshore. I mean, it's haven't had any concerns, issues. It just to be clear, it doesn't reduce risk. It does reduce risk. It does absolve risk. There's still some issues with that, but we need to fix those up as we go too. So.
So as far as your staff report goes, could you bring back a report or look at your previous reports? Maybe you suggested signage in them?
Yeah, there's suggested signage. I mean, I can put up the same signs we have on Lakeshore.
Like I
said, on the boat launch.
I wouldn't put some of those signs up.
In a second, I'd put them up.
Why? What's the problem with them?
There's an obliteration of signs that don't mean much. Pedestrians, well, because of boat launch pedestrians or something like that. Like that, they don't mean much to me. It doesn't make sense to me. But anyway. Anyway,
the whole objective of this one is to take out the $30,000.
Hold on.
Possibly.
Recording in progress.
I would suggest look at other municipalities and see what they have for signage where there's boat launches that have a traveled road in front of them. Like I know for instance, boat launch at the town beach, very sound. There's just one sign there, but that's not a traveled road either.
Well, I've been to lots of boat launches.
Yeah.
There's not what we have.
No.
If you recall that you've done a study where we tried to move it from Lakeshore into the new Lakeshore by the government docks, right? And we had $30,000 budgeted for the new boat launch to go in there until there was some objections from the citizens along that line, we took that up. We even had M&R approval at that point in time. So we're back to doing interim solutions and we're not going to do any long-term solutions this year, and that's Frontier. So $30,000.
So I agree with Mark.
Thank you for that, Jeff. So we could take that out. Councilor Keck.
I think, you know, the perception of the insurance provider and the concluding statement, having the boat launch open or closed does not jeopardize how coverage responds. Ultimately, the municipality must choose how they'd like to move forward with this decision and implement proper controls to reduce exposures, whether it's open or closed.
And they make a series of recommendations on signage and stuff like that for them. That's all I'm saying to implement, which we did on Lakeshore, which made sense. So what I'm hearing from everybody, unless there's anyone else, we're going to take $30,000 out for a study for the boat launch for this year.
That sound good to you, Greg?
No.
Yeah?
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay, and I say the boat ramps are fine.
Sure.
An accident may happen at some point, but that's maybe could be somebody's stupidity.
Okay. I have a question on the dust control. Can we reduce the amount in which we do dust control offset the increase of... I'm hearing it complaints either way, but... I'm just saying that that's a huge increase from one company, and we should be investing in that company, actually. But is there any way in which we can reduce?
We are.
We're going to have to, obviously, but it's just a question.
We do every year, and that's by high-floating more and more roads.
Okay, good point. Good point, yeah. That's why I was asking.
Not lower standards.
Anyway, does anybody have any more questions, suggestions? I think we've done some good stuff here. So,
hold on.
And this is coming forward on the 14th for
so
final approval.
One more addition on our. It's already part of the budget. And so the $3,500 I added for the benches, we are going to put in the diamond here, and the it's going to withdraw from the recreation reserve. I talked to the Councilor Murray early, and he okayed it. So that $3,500, it's part of this budget. It was not part of the previous budget, so it's a new item.
They look good, actually. So the other ones were getting kind of unsafe. Yeah. Any others? Councilor Keckin?
So in the summary here, expenses, page 2 of 3, file enforcement contract, $45,000 plus mileage, $1,500, and no budget for courses and training. So is that going to cover... so that we have 24/7 bylaw enforcement. We need 24/7 bylaw enforcement. That's the only recourse or option that our citizens have in regards to issues and concerns they may have. And to not provide this is not provide fulfilling our responsibilities as a municipality. This is another urgent matter that needs to be ensured that this summer is very quickly approaching here, and this needs to be dealt with ASAP.
I have the RFP for bylaw going out today.
Okay, fantastic. This amount here, is this going to be enough to cover 24/7 coverage?
Maybe for the end of this year, to cover us to the end of this year, to cover the next budget? I think so, but...
That's what my understanding was. In the last council meeting, we did discuss about it, and we end up increasing. I think last time we budgeted around 35, 36, and we increased it to the 45, thinking that, you know, that will give us enough coverage for the under that budget. So, again, if the council thinks that's not appropriate or that's not enough, then...
I'm not sure I agree with Councillor Keckinen that we need 24/7 based on the number of calls and instances that we have and when the timing that we do have them. I think we need some input from our staff.
Recording in progress.
I think hours can be adjusted to cover the high demand times, which are the summer, and reduced over the winter term, and still compensate the same thing and get good coverage. 24/7 seems to be quite exorbitant for our municipality. The number of cases aren't that high. So that's my opinion. But I don't know, I have all the facts, and I'd like to get some facts before we make those decisions.
24/7 coverage ensures that whoever's putting in for the bylaw enforcement contract has individuals that can fulfill those empty spots when they're not able to during high pressure times fulfill 24/7 coverage when that coverage is needed. So it's basically the underlying theme is that it's ensuring there's enough bylaw enforcement officers to ensure that you're getting the coverage during the high times. The OPP will not do bylaw enforcement coverage for McKellar Township.
We understand all that.
24/7 is availability. It's not that you're on duty 24/7. It's the availability.
And whoever's applying for the contract will adjust their price accordingly based on what they feel they need to have coverage for. You know, so like you said, in the summertime, they will make sure they have people that will cover for that. Whereas in the wintertime, they may just cover themselves, so they'll adjust their price accordingly.
Yeah, makes more sense.
Unfortunately, I don't think that was the case over the past year.
Okay, anything else? We're going to open it up to questions.
Also, Greg was mentioning to me, and it's not part of the budget, that to renovate the, not to renovate.
To upgrade the, here's the plan going forward to help Jan out with the park. For parking, we would make this ball diamond area into a hybrid area so we can allow for parking on Saturdays as well as continue to have baseball at the diamond in the current spot. So that would I would have to then bring in a gravel for on the grass and then top it with the screenings that you see here that's already in the ball diamond itself. And that would make that whole entire area like a hybrid area. You can still use it for sports, but yet on high markets and whatever, weddings and whatever venues, we can still use it for parking. And then look towards down the road, moving the ball diamond to behind the rink.
Yeah.
And then, and we can work on that over time. But for now, for the interim, maybe the next year or two, we can use this for parking, both. We can use it for parking
and baseball
and soccer, whatever it turns out to be. And you can still use it for your fair because it's still only gravel. So you can still use it as a fair. Everybody wins. And go ahead.
The only thing I have to say about that is that as far as the fair goes, it wouldn't be able to be utilized by the fair if we ever had to park in here. So if you put the ball diamond over there, you've taken away what, as a board of directors on the Agricultural Society, what I pressured for to have that property bought for to begin with was for parking for the fair.
Right.
If you put the ball diamond over there, you've taken it away.
If we put the ball diamond over there, could you not, at fair time, use it for parking?
I guess as long as there's access to it.
There will be. It's still going to have access. I just don't know about obtaining access off the highway.
You haven't talked to Ryan about that yet?
Not yet. No. This is...
As long as there's still parking there, then that would solve that.
I think the access parking could still be there. I mean, two-way street, but for that one day of the year, I think we should be able to accommodate that.
Yeah. Peter and Warren and Mike were all on council whenever I asked council to purchase it, and that was the
that's right. It was the parking for the fair.
One way or another, it's got to be leveled up anyway. So I think that's a good idea that if you start leveling for a future ball diamond, it can be utilized for parking.
Yeah,
I would think making sure it's drained properly and dries up good enough that vehicles can drive on the whole thing. So that would
instead of having a grass field, it would be more likely the screenings field. So you can still drive vehicles on it and play ball. Kind of like what we're going to do over here. Mm-hmm. If that's suitable.
Has it been measured for a ball diamond? If there's ever been a ball
diamond? I haven't.
It happens to be down toward the water more so, which would be more park-like setting anyway, so that would work, and then have your parking going all the way across.
Yeah. So the outfield would be up here?
What? I'm not sure how
you
would.
Do you know that higher pole out of the field?
Yep.
Right? Kind of, that'd be your outfield.
So you'd have to culvert that
section? Yep. Culvert that whole thing? Yes. And fill that in.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Actually, that'd be actually to meet on site sometime and kind of go over that with you.
Mm-hmm. There's room. There should be room. I mean, the ball teams that we have here aren't super sluggers, so we should be able to accommodate a ball field over there, and like I said, accommodate extra parking for over there too. For the one or two times a year we're going to need it.
So Greg, how much did it cost?
That's $21,000. That's $30,000. That's $21,000 right away. That's $30,000 over time. So that $30,000 you saved from Bob Hughes.
Just got your new diamonds.
Good decision.
So that would be that would be
a second one.
Yeah.
Recording in progress.
Okay, just I'm just trying to. So, where are we?
Just a question to Greg.
Yeah.
So we're over at the parking area here by the Ball Diamond. So that would be in place for July 1st, long weekend.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah. If you want
to. If we leave it in the budget.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just trying to summarize before we ask the questions. One, that council has decided we're not going to take an increase for this year. What were we off again?
That's why I get rid of that internet. It just drove me crazy. This is what happened.
Well, we know we got a problem.
I give him the ultimatum. He had 12 hours to get there. It was going to be out in the middle of the
recording in progress.
Okay, just the ones that I have down, I'm missing one, I know I am, that council has decided we're not going to take any increase for this for 2022. We're going to only do GBB $8,000 and decide whether we're going to continue with that in the future. Year four, which we just found out about. So that's just year three. The nursing station, we're not going to give any money. The $30,000 we're not going to give. We're going to talk with them about future involvement and trying to find out what other people are doing and make it fair for everybody. And we're not doing any of the $30,000 study for the boat launch. Those are the ones that I have done. Am I missing something? I feel I am. Well, we have the staffing situation to deal with. So I'm adding some money for that. Yeah, absolutely correct. Yeah. I was just looking at the other side of it. So. Yeah.
And I do believe that there needs to be some adjustments on the fuel side of what's in the proposed budget. What's there does not seem to be realistic for the trend of the fuel prices.
Well, that's the problem, Mike. You start this budget in January, and here we are in June.
Yeah, these being huge fluctuations, though.
Pardon?
It's been huge fluctuations.
That's what I mean. It's hard to, so, when we wrote this in January, it's hard to, now
so
to,
we have an opportunity to make an adjustment and be proactive to ensure that there's the funds available, and that's...
So let's add $20,000 to that budget.
Yeah,
you can save $30,000, you can add 20 back and take 10 to the bank.
Well, now you're in the hole.
He only has 9 left, and he has 21 for all of you.
Here, let me just do the math quick on that.
Because there was the furnace oil for the garage. There was...
I think we're good there, Mike.
Okay.
Yeah, I think...
Who knows, right?
I don't know. I thought we were going to be good.
I don't think...
But don't forget, we've only got 3 months left. 2 months, 3 months left of furnace oil. I think we're probably going to be all right for this year. Next year, we'll have to make sure we increase that. Right? So...
Okay, so we're going to open it up for any questions from people from Zoom or people here. Anybody who's going to come in, and we'll get married, you can make sure that I catch people coming in from Zoom, because I've missed that in the past, and I don't want to do that, and I want to make sure that people state their name very clearly for the record, but just Roshan's got the last word.
I'm under the time constraint. Because he, and I need to counsel Sash on that, this one.
Yeah.
The year end, the next bill is going to be printed in the end of July. I have to start the process middle of July. And I don't have much time. So I need the budget approved by the next council meeting.
Right, 14th.
Done. Whatever adjustment we talk today, if I do those ones, is it okay to counsel I give the...
Final
on the next council meeting, because I don't have enough time now to do the final bills.
If you provide the draft version well ahead of the June 14th council meeting, then we have an opportunity to review it and you know.
Definitely, I will do that.
Okay.
Yeah. And I need assurance that, you know, because I won't have much time after that council meeting to do my final bill. So by June 14, I need the budget approved.
Okay.
I will give the draft way before the more than a week before the council meeting.
Yeah, that would be good. The sooner the better. Yeah. That way, if there's a need for another meeting, there is room in between there. But hopefully, everything within the draft falls within, you know, the discussions and recommendations here.
Please,
today.
And that's where I need the council to touch.
Again, once we pass the budget, it is a budget that's a working budget. So we have made adjustments as we have come through the year based on reports from staff or reports or situations. Reports from the treasurer, we've had to make adjustments as we go through the year. So this is to start the process so we can get on to planning, so with roads and everybody else. So, yeah, great.
We can't wait on this. We're going to have to make a decision on this soon, right? Today.
On the budget?
On this ball field. Converting that into a hybrid parking lot ball field.
Well, I think you've heard what Castle said. We're just taking it out of the budget, so it's not there, so you can't act on it.
Want a resolution? Yeah, can we do?
Well,
I don't think you need a resolution for that. Just say we're not doing it. It's out of the budget.
No.
Oh, no.
No, he's talking about the parking lot over here. He wants to do it right away. He has to do it right away.
Oh, that he has to do that one to make it into a diamond.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, it's not any extra. You want him to go ahead and do that.
Yeah, because I need that pretty well today, so I can plan on getting material.
Do that now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Just so we don't forget that, and I walk out of here, and it's 2 weeks later.
Oh, didn't I?
Yeah.
And just to clarify, that isn't an addition to this budget we've been talking about then?
Yeah, this is an addition. It's not part of this budget.
But we took out 30,000. We've added 30,000.
Yeah, were we also going to budget leveling of that over there?
Just, I think we'll play this one out. I might be able to plug away at this with what I've got already, so we'll just leave that alone for this year.
You're going to use some ditch material.
Yeah, that's what my plan is, yeah. It's just culverts. I'm going to have to sneak in some culverts, but I can play with that stuff within my own budget. I don't think I'll need any extra on that until I go to until the bulk of it is to be completed.
Whenever you do this out here, is it going to go right down to the other gateway so people yeah. can park them in through?
So it's a circular. Yeah. So basically, from the edge of the hall down, straight to the fence. So if you went out in the parking lot, look straight across, that'll be all that fresh sand. There will be grass from there down to the playground. Yeah.
Are you doing any dust control in that? Just out of curiosity. So it's another 28%? I just...
Next year.
Okay. We've got all that straightened out.
There are
some people that want to ask some questions. So with council's permission... We'd like to be able to do that. I don't know if that's in the agenda or where we are, but
we're still in committee of full, so
we have to come out and take committee of no, the first. Or is it just part of the budget thing if we have council's approval to for committee of the whole for all time?
Or for
committee. Okay. All right.
You can do it in committee of the whole, right? Like ask questions
in the public. You can ask questions in committee.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Then we can. Okay. All right. So, please state your name.
Mike Richard. I'm a little disappointed at the format change because the last committee of the whole, the public was allowed to address an issue as it was being discussed. Today, you declined and put us off till the end. I think it's better if we have an opportunity to interact with the councillors at the time the issue is being discussed. That's that. I'm a little concerned about this general feeling here that I appreciate the efforts of council to keep the tax rate down, but we have to live in the reality. And the reality is that everything is more expensive. I pay much more for my gas, I pay much more for my food, etc. So the council has to reflect that same attitude that reality is it's going to cost us more. 4% increase in our taxes is not realistic in this climate. I personally thought we would be more around 7% because we have to pay for the things we need. I don't want to see staff left without a full complement. I don't want to see reserves not being replenished. We had $80,000 approximately in the roads reserve that we expended to meet the demand after we got our tenders in. Not only do we have to replenish that, it has to be more because the costs are going to increase. So forget about all of this constraint. We have to make an effort to make sure that we put funds aside suitable to reflect the services that are required by the ratepayers in this community. I want the staff that's able to provide the service for myself and others. I want the roads to be maintained at a suitable level as they have been, and they need the money to do that. And the other point I wanted to get to was the pool complex. Is there a mechanism in the agreement that gives us any legal recourse when those tenders come in and they are way over the original budget? The mayor has mentioned in the past, well, we'll just talk about maybe drawing back on the total scope of the project. Who says that? Is there any legal recourse for us, or will the bully municipalities of Parry Sound and McDougall push this on and give us an increased burden in our taxes going forward? I mean, I looked at the amount of interest that we're going to pay for this project. It's phenomenal. That is a tremendous burden. And here we are trying to nickel and dime about 4% off the councillors or all these little tiny little changes that you're suggesting. Let's spend our time on the big bucks and the pool is the biggest buck that we're spending it on. So I'd like to hear what mechanism is in that contract that can prevent us from falling into much larger debt. Thank you.
Okay. Other questions? Mr. Zulak.
Is this items on the
agenda? Please state your name first.
Lord Zulak. Is this items on the agenda or items on the budget?
Budget.
So we're just talking about the budget.
Yeah.
There'll be more questions. Okay. First of all, I know our staff here. How could you ask them to take the cut in wages? This guy just said everything is going up. She works for a living, she's working for a living. That's not a part-time job for them, nor anybody else over at that station. They're not part-timers. Living, some of them living check to check. And you ask them to take the cut? Their gas is doubled, their food's doubled. That's ridiculous. You got doubled your wages in the last council. Doubled them. And you meet once a month, and then you ask these people to take the cut. That's ridiculous. I got quite a few here on it, but I think that's on the other. Why does the meeting about hiring replacement staff, not the actual hiring of an individual, but the hiring of staff, have to be in closed session? If you're not discussing anything but replacing the staff, yes. Why is that private
because
information?
Because of previous contracts that are done in closed that deal with current staff.
I'm sorry?
With current staff.
Situation. Okay, that's fine. Okay. But then you said when they were talking earlier about hiring people that it was discussed in closed session. Mm-hmm. Well, that shouldn't have been discussed in closed session. That should have been out in the public.
It was related to a current staff member, and that related to that subject matter.
So, okay.
So that's closed session.
So all the discussions about having those staff have all been in public. Hiring the staff have all been in public. Replacing staff without naming individuals. Because I don't recall hearing anybody mention that they've done.
We've had committee of the whole meeting and talking about positions and reports and stuff, but in the closed session of actual people and their contracts, no, it's in closed.
Yeah, well, okay, I understand that.
That's all I was talking about.
So I don't want to stand here since the election in 2018, and I made a presentation, two presentations to council. I'm getting something so I could hear. Remember when you first went to this? I made presentations and it's still nothing, and you don't have staff. So you've taken away my ability to participate in these meetings because you don't want to hire staff, you want to put it off to the next election? I want a copy, printed copy, of the transcript of today's meeting. I have the right to ask for that, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I want a copy sent to each counselor and the township lawyer to ask him if he can make any sense out of that. Do you know how embarrassing it is to get up and beg? Why should I have to beg for a right that you're supposed to give me? It's ridiculous. You talk about money. I think it's political. The decision not to hire anybody is purely political. Let's see who gets on. Let's see what we can do. Let's get our action plan going. All kinds of nonsense. Not today. Now 4.29% over 30 years. That's all interest. Why would you take something over 30 years? You take a 15-year mortgage, you pay it weekly, it's paid in 13 years. You're a banker? How much more would a 20-year mortgage cost versus 30? Very little amounts. You're giving 10 years money away, and how much is that? That's a good decision, that's confident. But that's just putting money off so you got more to spend. That's the reality if I look at it. 30 years? We built the hospital years ago. We didn't take 30 years ago to pay a million off. Weren't you on money then? Did we take 30 years to pay the million? Why are we taking 30 years to spend $700,000? That's all money gone. Gone from the kids, gone from recreation. And as far as the pool's concerned, I would have rather seen that arena plumbed. With a compressor. It would have been cheaper. And our kids would have enjoyed it. We had ice from November right through to March. And our kids could ride a bike to get to it. So So that there, is there any way of finding out what it would cost to have it cut to 20 years instead of 30? Is that a reasonable request? Does it make sense?
I think that's a pretty good point because just like most, at least I had a mortgage through a lot of my life, maybe nobody else did, but one of the great options was to pay, well, obviously less than the amount of time. So you budget yourself what you can afford. So, okay, at one point I said, okay, the original mortgage was 25 year. I think I can cut it to 20 year, which I did because, yeah, less time, less interest. And then when I went to renew again, they were nice enough to say, well, if you pay bi-weekly instead of monthly, you're going to cut it.
Hold on. We're going to cut about you.
They cut me off.
Recording in progress.
That's coming back on. Better wait. So it's recorded. Okay.
And I feel like I'm Nick right now, but with my banking experience, which I don't have much of any, but that's a good sign that if you pay bi-weekly, again, you save a monster amount of time. Like it can go from 20 years to 15 years paying the same amount per month. So whether that's something Rojan can take back and look into, and maybe we, because I don't know if council set on 30 years. If we think we can afford 25 or 20, maybe it's something we should look at and some other methods of paying. So we could leave it with Rojan maybe for the next week or two and see maybe some more options. Though I know, unfortunately, now time is an issue to change much in the budget. But it's
obviously,
a good point.
Obviously, if you go for the less number of years, the interest will be, the amount we need to pay will be higher.
That's right.
So, yeah. Again, the question is, that's what we wanted. I can look into that. That will be 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, sure. 20 years. Because I went for 30 years, that's maximum they can offer.
Is that a once a year payment?
No. Twice.
Twice a year?
Yeah.
So what if it was reduced to once a month payment?
I don't know about that option. They normally offer twice a year, so.
Yeah, I think we can do that. I would like to make sure that Nick, since he's an international banker, and knows a little bit about financing and those types of things, that any input that he would have would be invaluable.
Maybe he can get a 0% interest. Maybe he can get a 0%.
Well, banks always charge interest for anything. If you need to breathe, it costs you interest. So, sorry, and they make very good profits of $2 billion a year. So,
okay, I only used that 15 to 13.
No, I think that's
all right. Okay,
that's just a proposal.
Hold on.
That's just a proposal now because we haven't. All the final stuff on this, just going out to tender. We don't know what the costs are going to be overall. And so those are all decisions you got to make. But the actual cost, we can't go over the budget that has been announced by the province, period.
I want my grandson to be 52 or 42 before it's paid. Like that's ridiculous. Okay, now dust control. We had a roads committee, right? And all through this roads committee, I talked about dust control, and I talked about an engineer's report. And that lousy engineer's report, nobody that sat at that committee would allow it to be discussed. We didn't have knowledge enough on that committee to discuss the roads report. Do you remember that?
Actually,
no. Oh, I never forget.
You're talking about, okay, I'm confused. Are you talking about
committee.
Dust control? No, I know you're talking about roads.
Yeah, dust control versus pavement and soft surface gravel.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So now, it's gone up 30%. That's a lot of money. What are you going to do when you can't get it? If you allow people to have gravel roads, you lower the standards so there's no hard surfacing. They got rid of oil. What makes you think they're going to keep giving council? It's going to stop. So the road, any road that you have should be hard surfaced. You're giving money away. Every time you put dust control on something, it's gone. It's gone forever. And then they're coming along and digging it up and say, well, that's salt, whatever. That's going to happen. You know it's going to disappear with the environment and climate and everything is. So you can't have sets of rules and not keep them. There's a reason the standards were set. The long-term safety and our finances were paid when we had those standards. We never had troubles like this. We never spent 6 months developing a budget. Never. I think this is the first time in history that the municipality has taken this long. So there's definitely something wrong. And to say you don't need staff or put it off, that's ridiculous. Just everything. I can't believe I sit here and hear what I'm hearing, what I'm able to hear. You know, there's people suffering. People that live here, the good, honest people. Maybe make a minimum wage. Oh, what's $5, $50, $30, $100? We love it. We don't care. Rich, let them pay whatever. If not, they can sell or move out. I don't vote for that. I look after the little guy because he's the backbone of the community. I think this budget should reflect that. And our kids shouldn't have to go 20 miles or 20 kilometers to go for a swim and they could be playing hockey right out here at half the cost. And if we did this here, proposed, even got an estimate, and Whitestone did theirs, you'd have a little league out here. Our own little hockey league. You'd get a big time. Everybody could come. But it wouldn't cost a kid $400, $500, $600, $700, $800 to play hockey. That's our kids.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody from the Zoom? Mary, do you see anybody with hands up or if they're still awake?
No. Not at the moment.
No questions? Can we ask if there's anybody that has questions? If they can indicate to you that they have a question? Yes, yes, state your name again, please.
Debbie Zulak. I was just wondering, in the discussion about the budget, Mike had brought up about the CINO grant. That's $7,000 there. Is there any thought in canning that, since you don't get anything from it, and you haven't heard from it for a long time?
Isn't that part of the West Perry Sound Economic Development Council? It's not CINO.
No. Well, it's marked as CINO in your budget.
It shouldn't be. Should be Westbury Sound Economic Development Corporation.
I will change it to the end.
So, $7,000 for the Westbury Sound?
We are a member of that. Yeah. Our staff go to that. I go to that periodically.
So, are you getting any feedback from it?
They've given us reports and given us plans.
I've just attended an economic development meeting last week, and they do have reports that are coming out to all of council, of all of the councils.
Any further questions? Okay. Thank you, Roshan. It's a lot of work. So we have Resolution 22202, be resolved that the Committee of the Whole rise and report at
108
p.m. Mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Riley, second. Councillor Haskell. Any discussion? Hearing none, call the question. All in favor? Carried. Moving into point 14. Resolution 22203, be resolved that the Council of the Township of McKellar direct the Director of Operations to convert the current ball field into a dual-purpose field to be used as both a sports field and a parking area. I need a mover and a second. Councillor Moore, second. Councillor Haskin. Is there any discussion? Yes.
I'm just wondering, Greg, is it the intention to have it only for the market as of right now? Like, would it be closed off from parking, the rest would leave it open all
except,
the time?
Yeah, except for Mondays. So we may have to...
For the kids,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But if there's a big event on the weekend, a wedding or something like that, well, by all means, they can use it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was my concern, whether we would have cars pull in when they're playing ball kind of thing.
No, so. like a Monday evening, we're
still off again.
Recording in progress.
We're back on again.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, any further discussion?
You wouldn't plow that in the winter or anything, would you? No. I wouldn't think so, but yeah, just out of curiosity.
Is there any amount on the resolution?
We do have, we have the resolution directing the treasurer to prepare the budget, but we aren't going to know what the increase is going to be until you revise those figures, right?
No, I'm saying like that resolution regarding the...
We have to pass it.
Well, Greg had said 21,000, or Sean's asking if there's an amount on there.
No.
No, we didn't. There's no amount.
Is that what you're asking? That's what I'm asking. 21,000, Greg said.
Yeah.
Right?
How much?
21,000.
Okay. And 30,000 for the new.
Yeah, but that's down the road.
Down the road, I know.
Yeah.
Approximate cost. I'll keep the geese off. I don't know. Maybe it might keep them away.
That's the solution to get rid of the geese.
It might.
Pave over night. Yeah. Pave the parking lot.
Oh, they like this one too.
Okay, so that's 21,000 that's been added into the resolution. That's okay with the mover and seconder? Okay. Any further discussion? Call a question, all in favor? Carried. Thank you.
Can you have that done this afternoon?
As soon as you sign that, I can get the stuff over.
Okay, and we have a resolution, which on it to direct you to prepare the budget, but now that there's new numbers coming out, we don't have the amount of the increase.
Yeah, okay.
So how do we proceed with this, because you need this direction before the 14th, which means that we're going to have to meet at least one more time.
Just take the percentage out.
With amendments.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We need to get it passed on the 14th. Mm-hmm.
Is that? And you have the list of amendments here. Mm-hmm. Perhaps so there's a list of all
done. Yeah.
Do you have that done?
No.
It's for...
It's Bell.
No, it's Vienna.
Oh. That sports.
That's we
just
had
that resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like it's even telling me it won't let me connect to the library or something.
There's got to be something wrong there. I have Vienna at home, and it never goes up.
No, I don't.
Bell is currently upgrading the Gray Owl Tower to 5G. And they are installing on individual residences the new dish for 5G.
Oh, good.
They did that.
I already have my new dish, but they will. What happens is because 5G uses less energy, it will mean that they have more capacity on that tower to take in more customers. So those in the area who are awaiting an opportunity for 5G service will then be able to be added to that tower. VNet, which is this one, is no good. But also, you know that we already have the 5G 5 cabling running, all the mains.
Yep.
And there is a crew of 40 men currently staying in the area. They're staying down on the 400 there, who are here for 4 months to do the upgrades. And they told me that if a particular location was of major importance, Bell would look at coming in and doing an immediate hookup on the 5. So we could perhaps say we would like the five hooked up for municipal buildings, and they send a special crew out and hook it up. That's what the guys from Bell told me.
We're pursuing, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And
that would require new hardware and stuff here, too, right?
We are going to have that anyway.
I don't have any doubt of that, but yeah. Okay. Yeah. But therefore, I mean, it would have to be staged appropriately so that it was, you know, we had to support in the meantime and everything, too. Right. I don't think it's overly difficult, but I do think it needs
it, to be. I don't think it is, Nick. There's just a cutover, okay. And you're done with it, you know.
And do we know, are we tied into a contract with the event? Is it?
No.
No? Okay. Well, then.
There's potential.
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody works at Walmart to be able to get one, they can afford it.
We're just writing out the things that we've agreed upon, so it's in resolution. So. Yeah, just dealing with the internet stuff, Bell has been non-communicative to all the various groups and organizations that have been looking at connectivity in the area. And we know it's line there, we know it's running through hydro, we know it's, and we can't get any improved services. So we're waiting for a report.
Part of the problem with that, Peter, is that Bell is, as many large corporations, is dysfunctional in the communications between head office and then going down the line. When I got my service, I was told I couldn't, I wasn't in the right location. I contacted Quebec and said, what's going on? And they said, tomorrow we'll have guys from North Bay, they'll come to your house, you'll be hooked up. So it's just a matter of what level.
So what internet product are you using?
Pardon me?
What internet product are you using then?
I use line of sight from a Gray Owl to my home, and then I added in a Apple TV, and I stream all my television, and I get 25 Mbps, unlimited for $120 a month. And when they go to 5G, that is elevated to over 120 Mbps.
And do you have a receiver then mounted on your house for this?
Yeah, okay. It's about the size of this thing, right?
A wireless home internet is the name of the product. Okay. I would like to know more, but I won't do it right here. But yeah. Okay.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. That's good to know.
I stream.
Upgrade
it
so that you can.
Yeah, there's.
Or is it 5G? Yeah.
And do you have a contact that you could share with Ina then in terms of seeing if the council could proceed on that basis?
I'll get the name.
Good. Thank you.
No problem.
Could juggle a lot better solution than what we got. So, it's just about anything. Sort of an old tin can with a string.
Depends on who you talk.
How many times do you think we have this talk today?
Well, you recognize probably
15. I think so. You just keep a record of it.
That's interesting, Nick, because you know on James Street there's a Bell store. That is not a Bell owned company. That is a private company that sent contracts. Over at On Pine Drive is the Bell store, which is called The Source.
No, I know.
And they are actually Bell.
You have no idea how much I know about this, but anyhow.
Well,
and how much time I have spent on it, but anyhow. And how many times Bell has lied to me, and that's the exact right word, deliberately misstating the truth.
So back to a resolution.
Yep.
So I'm going to reread it. 22-204 being resolved. Are we okay? Be it resolved that the Council of the Township of Keller is hereby direct the Treasurer to prepare by law to adopt the 2022 budget for the June 14th, 2022 meeting, reflecting the following amendments. Council receives no raise for 2022. The amount paid to ICECAP is $8,000. Take $30,000 out of the boat launch study. There is not $30,000 There won't be $30,000 allocated to the Whitestone budget for 2022. $21,000 is allocated for converting the ball field to multi-purpose use. And $60,000 for hiring. And right now it's down as a deputy clerk. I think it should just be for to assistant to the clerk at this point in time, because we haven't got those other decisions finalized. We haven't, so it's in close. So. I'm just saying that what was decided in closed is can't be discussed here. We need staff. I'm not opposing any staff. I don't like the term.
Or how about just increase staffing?
Okay.
I can change it to just administrative staff.
Absolutely.
And it could very well be that that's what's going to happen, but we haven't decided that. Yeah.
I think I got them all.
Need a mover and a second here, please. Councilor. Second. Oops. Second.
Me.
Councilor Ryland. Any discussion? Call a question. All in favor?
Did you get them all?
I think I got them all.
I think so.
Could I put in 7 and miscellaneous? Those are the 6 anyway, so those are some key ones.
I think I have the list here too, but
those are the
trying
6
to think if there was
key ones.
I just didn't know if I had
She came after me and said,
I think those are the 6 key ones, right?
She's way right.
And if there was any adjustments required, so for the dust control, it's budgeted $80,000. The total that came in a report made was $88,000, but that didn't include the 12.6% increase. So I think there are some other numbers that need to be adjusted to reflect.
You want to add in 7? And adjustments due to inflation, something like that?
Yeah.
Because
there were some numbers, fuel, there was the...
We didn't know the numbers, so we were...
Right.
Yeah,
so...
Can we leave a number out and just say, and there's a few miscellaneous items between the roads and the treasure.
Yeah. Fuel adjustment, if you can put that.
Yeah, fuel adjustment. Some adjustments due to inflation, new inflationary costs. Okay. Okay.
And then the
we're set to go. Is there any other discussions?
Yes. And then the roads construction reserve fund, will that be structured so that there will not be $8,000 removed, which has been removed in the proposed version of the budget that we have now, that we can ensure that there is there is.
So basically, you're saying that $20,000 removed as a part of the removed from the capital budget and used as part of operating a budget shouldn't be removed.
I feel very strongly that the reserve fund needs to have an adequate buffer, and nothing should be coming out of it. That if you need to generate that revenue, it needs to be generated through taxation.
Okay, so let's put the another line that capital reserve used for the operating budget shouldn't be used. Is that enough? So that would.
Well, let's agree.
That will adjust the budget. So,
but does that include the capital?
No,
capital as well. Capital as well. So that we have that
$80,000. He doesn't want anything touch that reserve.
Capital is okay, right? Because $50,000 we are moving from $80,000. Still, there will be $30,000 there. $30,000.
You know, you get something that comes along. That's why that whole we've been very no one wants to increase taxation ever, but we're in a very precarious time right now, and I guess we can make a budget amendment if something comes along, but we won't be able to replenish that most likely next year. So anything that we've accumulated, it's taken us years to accumulate that. It's not as if it was put in 1 year, and to just take it out to cover, part of it operating expenses this year. These reserve funds have been built up over years, so it's not, they're not going to be replenished, especially if other ones have been depleted in this budget as well. So.
But then, Mike, if that 50,000 is, we saved it 80,000 for the capital budget, and if that out of that 50,000 used for capital budget, then that's the purpose of the having reserve, right?
We're not in those dire strait of times at this point in time. We may be in a couple of years from now. And if we keep depleting the reserves, then we have no buffer, no cushion.
Okay, so am I putting down that capital reserves are not to be...
For the roads, we'll generate that through taxation or cutting or
those budget cuts.
Unless approved by council.
Okay, so I'm just capital reserves will not be touched.
So that's 72,000.
We can't have other budget cuts.
72,000.
So it's generated through taxation.
So that sounds better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on.
72,000 is just in terms of the
budget. Recording in progress.
I mean, yes, that might have been what was said.
Commensurate with what your costs are going to be.
Mike, is it fair to say the capital reserve for the road will not be, I don't know, removed or
not to utilize capital funds from the
capital will not be utilized
in this budget in this
and should be replaced by tax increase.
But then,
generation.
We have, 80,000, give or take, in reserves right now that we're proposing to spend. So we're saying that the $80,000 we would have to come up with in terms of a tax increase?
That's correct. That would be approximately 2%.
That's how I understood it, anyway. Okay. So
that's
I'm not
true.
Sure
that's
right.
Yeah.
I'm missing some.
2.5% increase just for that, only for that purpose.
Do you know exactly the amount in the reserves?
Overall, the way I'm looking at it, so we are looking at 9%, 8 to 9%.
Is what it is. It is what it is. That's what the cost of living is.
Are the citizens getting good quality for the money? Like for the tax that they're paying?
Right,
are they getting the services that they expect?
I thought I had it earlier.
Not the cost. As long as it's
value
of it, so I'm okay with that.
Value of the money.
You got right over the road.
That's what I'm saying. You know, as long as council is aware of it.
You could say land, but it's not very specific.
And then goes underneath my property and goes to the lake. So if I can't push across this
street,
it goes in there. I understand where he's coming from, but I push it so far that it has nothing to do with your platform.
You don't use one
from
data.
No.
One left is your deal.
You'll do it.
Let's make sure that we got this right for Mike.
Your
so
lazy neighbor sees you do it.
What we have then would be, we say capital reserves for roads will not be reduced by $72,720, which is the amount here. The rather the expenses will be covered by the tax rate. That's what I know you think, but I mean, if that, I don't think that unduly ties us down in any particular way either, right? On the estimated reserve for 2022, that's what Rashawn just pointed out to me.
No,
we're being transferred. That's all you mean.
Is there any other reserves that you can use that money to cover that cost?
So you don't have to use your taxes.
Is there any other reserve that you can use to cover that expense? So you don't have to use your taxes. I'll ask Roshan that. Is there any other reserve that we could utilize that would raise those, use that money, so we don't have to raise taxes another 3%?
We don't have any other reserve.
Okay. That's just a question. Okay. I'm going to have Ina read her writing.
Okay, so item number 8 is capital reserves for roads will not be reduced by $72,720. Rather, the expenses will be covered by...
Via tax revenues. In simple terms, it means we won't steal the reserves.
Mm-hmm. That's
Any further discussion? Call the question, all in favor?
We already moved.
Oh, we did. We did that. That was just an addition, right? Yeah, we did already approve, right? I had it ticked off, but I didn't know if I voted on it.
Was there a mover?
We have a mover. You moved it. And Mr. Ryland, who's debating it, seconded it, and we just passed.
Procedurally, I'm never sure when we do that.
We are passed, and I'm signing it.
Okay, good.
Okay, moving on. We have motion number 14.1.
We were trying to move on to 14.1.
Resolution 22205, that the Council of Township McKellar is hereby retained the services of Ted Davidson Consultants, Inc. to provide professional planning services in regards to part of lots 22 and 23, concession 11, 154 Center Road, Ohad Slama, and further that Mr. Davidson does supply to the clerk all the necessary notices, reports, bylaws, and all other required documents to be posted and published and or part of council of the council agenda package. And further, Mr. Davidson present his report to council. I need a mover and a seconder, please. Mover, second. I don't have a second. Councillor Haskin. Is there any discussion? Yes, ma'am.
Well, I believe this 154 Center Road, this application has been in for quite a while, right? Mm-hmm. And we are in a situation where we cannot hold up residents on applications such as that. So we have to take measures to get the work done. We can't hold taxpayers up, so that's why I'm in favor of this motion, too, because we got to get some planner on it, and they're hard to find right now. So,
any other comments, Councillor Keck?
Are there other options? We need to know if there's planning professional options.
So, Mr. Davidson has been working with Mr. Slama for some time, and there has been some confusion whether he needed just a rezoning or he needed a rezoning and an official plan amendment. He has been working directly with Mr. Slama, and I think it's probably a good idea for Mr. Davidson to go ahead and work on this one. I have been in contact with a planning firm, and we will have a planning firm on board immediately. So we finally do have a planner.
We have one.
J.L. Richards out of Sudbury is going to. We haven't signed anything yet, and I have to finalize everything. But J.L. Richards has agreed to come on, and they work specifically with municipalities. So, but
any other comments?
So
okay, I've been asked for a recorded vote.
Hold on. So we have options. We have options for finding consultant.
We do have options. I'm just saying, because Mr. Davidson has been working with him, as long as we are getting the reports and everything's done, like, I don't have a problem. But we do have a planner on board now. I have spoken to him, and we've conversed back and forth for the past 2 weeks. And yes, we have J.L. Richards from Sudbury.
I'd like to say that I agree with Ina. Mr. Davidson has been working with this file for quite some time.
Yeah.
I know he's had several phone conversations with the owner. They had an on-site meeting this weekend. He's already been working on the assumption that he was supposed to be working on the file.
Yes.
So I think it's wrong to not move forward with this now.
In other words, it's right to move forward with this now.
Is that not what I said? No.
You said the opposite.
Oh, okay. That isn't what
you
I meant.
You want to proceed with this the way this is written.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
I knew that's what you meant.
And he has been working quite extensively with Mr. Ohad, and I'm quite comfortable that Mr. Davidson would carry on with this and bring it through to its finality.
Okay, thank you.
Well, my opinion is you shouldn't have been working with him in the first place, and he hadn't been approved yet to do so. So,
and I disagree with that.
I will want a recorded vote, please.
I agree to disagree with that statement.
Recorded vote, please.
Recorded. Councillor Morley Haskell.
Yes.
Councillor Mike Keckman.
Yes.
Councillor Reg Moore.
Yes.
Councillor Nick Ryan.
Yes.
Mayor Peter Hopkins.
No. Resolution 22206, be it resolved that the Council of Township of Keller is hereby given bylaw number 2022-29, being bylaw to enter into a lending agreement with Infrastructure Ontario, first and second reading, and further read a third time, passed in open council the 30th day of May 2022. Be a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Haskell, second. Councillor Ryland, any discussion? Councillor Keckman?
So it mentions that Council of the Municipality has passed the bylaws enumerated in column 1 of Schedule A.
Yeah.
So where is that?
I have the same question.
As well, the Council of the Municipality had its treasurer calculate an updated limit in respect to its then most recent annual debt and financial obligation limited received from the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing, as so updated the updated limit. The municipality, the mayor and the treasurer are hereby authorized to execute and deliver for and behalf of the municipality the rate offer letter agreement under the authority of this bylaw. Is there a rate?
No.
Offer letter agreement?
No, we don't have.
I'd like to say that I think this bylaw is premature. Too much missing information.
I would have to agree. I mean, I don't see, based upon the content of the bylaw, I mean, we can't do it because it doesn't meet what the bylaw actually says, right? Particularly the rate offer letter agreement and or Schedule A, which, I mean, unless somebody says something in here is the Schedule A, which I don't think so. Mm-hmm.
And this bylaw is the requirement for the application to be approved. So it's part of
the submission of an application.
Part of the process, and this bylaw has been printed from their website. They are the one who provided us the bylaw.
Okay.
I can definitely ask them those questions, and we can come and
come
back on the next one if the council wants.
We can defer this until the 14th until you get those answers.
Sure.
Okay. That seems reasonable for everybody.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, Roshan, do you know if the rate offer letter agreement would actually offer other terms, both in the duration of the debenture and or other interest rates? In other words, is there like just going to be, here's what it is, or is it going to say there's option A, option B, option
no,
C?
No, that's what they're going to say. You know, if they basically tell them this is period we are going for, and then they give us their offer letter, and this is what it's going to be.
Okay.
But again, this is premature because they haven't, approved the application, and this is part of the bylaw, is part of the application. So if we don't give them, then they won't approve it. So definitely, I'll ask the Infrastructure Ontario those questions, and I'll come back to you.
Okay.
But the council can be provided with a schedule of different options of
different rates and terms.
Rates.
Okay.
So
I can ask those ones.
Okay. So it's deferred. Thank you. Moving into, we have questions first. Any questions on anything else on the agenda, Mr. Zula? State your name again, please.
Gordon Zula. The hiring of Mr. Davidson, this lot is on Mattaquami Lake, where a patch water body to it.
This property?
Yes.
Okay, so he's on the lake that he's going to be working, whether there be more development or not. So either he gets paid or somewhere. So somewhere, I'm thinking, is there a possibility of any conflict?
No. How is that a conflict?
Well, I just think if somebody's on a lake, hypothetically, if somebody's on a lake and then they get work on the lake and there's less development, they keep the value of the cottage up. There's more development, they get paid. So it's a no-lose situation.
A pretty far stretch, I think. That'd be a pretty far stretch to say that was a conflict.
I don't know. I believe I made a decision where somewhere people are on a lake and they're doing something, they have an interest, a conflict of interest. I could be wrong, but I believe I read that in the decision.
Well, I can tell you in the past we had a planner working for the township that owned property in McKellar, and he still worked with the township with no problem.
Yeah. Okay, well, I guess that answers my question. It's just in the time when everybody appeals everything.
And it isn't.
If everybody appeals everything like they have been lately, then does this give anybody an opportunity to put something under appeal? That's all. An added opportunity. If somebody doesn't like it, can they appeal it? Of course.
And like a counselor, as a professional, like a counselor, he has to declare if he's in conflict.
Yes, he does, yeah. I know I read for that as well, I understand that. But I'm just looking, if things play out they have throughout history, nothing will run smoothly.
Any other questions from Zoom, Mary, on the agenda? Making sure it'll leave note. Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on. So, resolution 22207, be resolved that the Council of Township of McKellar pursuant to Municipal Act SO 2001 as amended, move into closed session at
1:44 p.m.
to discuss the following items. 21.3, litigation or potential litigation, including matters before administrative tribunals affecting the municipality or local board. 239-2E, legal opinion on rezoning application. Mover and seconder, please. Mover and second. Mr. Haskell. All in favor? All in favor? Here.
Is there lunch today?
Yeah, I was going to ask the same thing. Where's lunch?